Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Is it possible for the media to actually convince you through big tech and through Googling things that the world is actually a very different place than how you perceive it? The answer seems to be yes, based on new information coming from Google. Now, Google has done a lot to support liberals, liberal causes, liberal ideology, and advocacy, things like transgendered issues, LGBTQ in general. Google has the ability to silence another perspective, another group of people, and they do a very good job of it. Now, it's not just silencing, but it's actually changing the way that you think, thinking that what you believe in traditional values, for example, is somehow radical or extreme or outside the norm. And by them doing this, it seems to have a massive impact on the shifts in society. This comes out, the overall idea that I just talked about, in a new, very unique way. Josh Hawley has now come out demanding Google explain efforts to punish pregnancy resource centers in this country. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Patriot Mobile. If you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, just look at the reaction to what Patriot Mobile did in multiple school districts in Texas. The left literally lost their mind, is now attacking the company. Now, Patriot Mobile is America's only conservative mobile phone provider, and they are a force for conservative values. That's because they take a portion of your bill every month at no extra cost to you, and they fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, and the Second Amendment. Plus, Patriot Mobile saves you, your family, and even your business money. All you got to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them to find out how much you can save. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation and other discounts by using the promo code Ferguson. That's 972-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ben. Senator Josh Hawley is from Missouri. He's a Republican. He has written a new letter demanding that the Google CEO provide answers on new allegations that the giant throttled the online ads and reach of pregnancy resource centers, even when they were paying Google to reach more people. In a letter sent to the Google CEO, Senator Hawley has demanded that the tech giant explain its attempts to throttle the online ads and the reach of these pro-life groups. Hawley wrote in the letter to the CEO saying, quote, "I am concerned that in the name of providing clarity in search results, your company, Google, is deliberately limiting pregnancy resource centers' outreach efforts. And by doing so, Google has joined the far left's campaign to punish pregnancy resource centers following the Supreme Court's ruling in the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization earlier this year, also known as the overturning of Roe v. Wade. Now, a Missouri Pregnancy Resource Center and their websites have seen a steep decline in online traffic in recent months, which they believe is a result of tampering by Google. If you just think logically, this is a time when the Missouri Pregnancy Resource Center should have probably the most hits on their websites because of the change in the laws. It would just make sense. Senator Hawley also stated in his letter, quote, "As part of their mission, pregnancy resource centers in my home state of Missouri seek to reach women considering abortion in order to offer both alternatives to the abortion and support during and after their pregnancies. That outreach takes a number of forms, including online ad campaigns focused on a number of abortion-related search terms. But recently, your company appears to have throttled that outreach following steep declines in online traffic." Now, remember, this is online traffic that they're willing to pay for in their to their sites. "They sought further information, and documentation provided to my office indicates that some of their ads now aren't eligible to show for keywords that relate to restricted products or services. To be clear, those are your company's words, not mine." Senator goes on to write, "I'm concerned that in the name of providing clarity in search results, your company is deliberately limiting pregnancy resource centers' outreach efforts, and that's obviously a problem." Now, the senator did not stop there because obviously he has insider information and he's setting Google up to basically lie to him, which is exactly what he should be doing. How do we know this? Because Hawley demanded that the CEO provide answers to very specific questions. Number one, has Google adopted a general policy restricting the range of advertising keywords available to pregnancy resource centers or other organizations that seek to reach individuals considering abortion by offering relevant alternatives to the procedure in question? Number two, when and how often are individual organizations that are seeking to target abortion-related keywords required to undergo Google's certification process, quote unquote? Now, the left has been raging a war against pregnancy centers and pro-life groups. They've been doing this for a very long time, but specifically since Roe v. Wade happened. In fact, according to data compiled by the Family Research Council, there have been more than 100 attacks against pro-life groups nationwide since the beginning of May alone, many of which have been attributed to, quote, Jane's Revenge. What is Jane's Revenge? It's a domestic terrorist organization. The media calls it a far-left militant group that has taken credit for much of the violence. Jane's Revenge has garnered support from networks of left-wing activists as well, who are raising them lots of money, particularly those tied to Madison, Wisconsin area. In fact, just 2 days before the first firebomb was thrown at a Wisconsin Family Action Center on May 8th, the Facebook page of a group called International Workers of the World of Madison, Wisconsin, posted a history of the Jane Collective, the 1960s pro-abortion group from which Jane's Revenge takes its name. Last year, the group shared posts promoting violent behavior on their Facebook page, including a premiere of how to fight state oppression by protesting and evading law enforcement. They also posted another post that was called a reminder to always assume that law enforcement or other fascist and hostile actors could be within earshot. They said, avoid gossip, speculation, and joking about anyone's alleged participation in any criminal activity. There was also an anonymous photo warning that snitches get stitches, something that's been said for quite some time among gangs in America. Now, the reason why I bring up this big issue about Google and can they change the minds of people, I think it's very clear that they can, is also because when Google decides to suppress pregnancy centers, they also suppress other stories that they don't want you to hear, which is part of what the senator is also bringing up. You saw a shocking report of a proactive Choose Life individual whose family's home, they were raided at 6, 7 in the morning by SWAT and FBI and arrested. In fact, they wouldn't even give the search warrant or the arrest warrant to the mother in the house as the children were screaming. Welcome to Biden's America, where you target your political enemies. And when you target them, you do it in a very special way. You make sure that the word gets around, don't screw with us. Now, this FBI SWAT raid, home of a Catholic pro-life activist, as the children were screaming, should tell you everything you need to know about the FBI and how activists they've become. They subjected this Catholic pro-life activist children to a fully armored SWAT raid this week under the order of the Department of Justice. Now, Mark Housk, the founder and president of the King's Men, it's a group that helps men overcome pornography addiction, was arrested at his rural Pennsylvania home on Friday for, quote, allegedly violating the Freedom of Access to Clinics Entrance Act during his regular sidewalk counseling that he does outside of an abortion clinic. Now, this happened all the way back in 2021. Now, his wife said that around 25 to 30 fully armored FBI agents stormed their property early Friday morning. They aimed their rifles as the children screamed in horror, the wife said. Does this sound normal to you? No. They started pounding on the door and yelling for us to open it, the wife said of this ridiculous raid. Prior to opening the door, Mark allegedly tried to reason with the agents to calm them down for the sake of the children, saying, quote, please, I'm going to open the door, but please, my children are in the home. I have 7 babies in this house. The FBI agents allegedly just kept pounding and screaming for him to open up. They had big, huge rifles pointed at Mark and pointed at me and kind of pointed throughout the house, is what the wife said of the moment that her husband opened the door to the agents. Our staircase is open, so the kids were all at the top of the stairs with faces, which faces the front door, as I was on the stairs as well coming down. The kids were all just screaming. It was all just very scary and traumatic. Well, that's what the government does, right? They come in, they raid your home. If they can do it to Donald Trump, they can certainly do it to this guy who is standing up for the life of the unborn children. Ryan Marie then demanded that the agents present an arrest warrant before taking her husband, but they allegedly said that they wouldn't, that they would take him whether they had a warrant or not. You can't just come to a person's house and kidnap them at gunpoint, she protested. The agents then agreed and went to retrieve the warrant. When Mark asked what that she grab his rosary and sweatshirt. The agents had already loaded him into the vehicle upon her return. After they had taken Mark and the kids were all screaming that he was their best friend, the FBI agents on her porch kind of softened a bit. I think they realized what was happening, or maybe they actually looked at the warrant. They looked pretty ashamed of what had just happened. Ryan Marie said her children were really sad and obviously stressed as a result of the raid, and that she has already reached out to some psychiatrists and psychologists to try and help them get through this, saying, quote, "I don't really know what's going to come of it when you see guns pointed at your dad and your mom in your house when you first wake up in the morning," she told local news. According to Ryan Marie, the charges were from an incident, listen carefully, in which he shoved a pro-abortion activist who had been harassing his 12-year-old son in front of an abortion clinic during one of his sidewalk counseling sessions. The charges were reportedly thrown out of the district court in Philadelphia. But earlier this year, to later be picked up, these charges were picked up by Merrick Garland's Department of Justice, the Biden administration. Now, before I get into any more of the insanity of these people on the left, I want to tell you real quick about legacy precious metals. You know what's happening with inflation. You know what's happening with people now talking about the idea of recession. You know what's happening with supply chain issues. And you know what's been happening with your retirement account. If you are not diversified with part of your financial strategy involving precious metals, now is the time to call the people that I use and trust, Legacy Precious Metals. You can get the free investor's guide on gold and silver, precious metal investing, and how to diversify your portfolio. We have seen that they want to raise taxes. We are seeing a skyrocketing of our national debt. And if your retirement is in only investments that are directly connected to the market, you need to take a look at Legacy Precious Metals. Call and get the free investor's guide right now from them. 1-866-751-2218. That's 1-866-751-2218. Or online at Legacy PM Investments. That's legacypminvestments.com. Quote, "On several occasions, when Mark went to sidewalk counsel last year, he took his eldest son, who was only 12 at the time," the mother explained. "For weeks and weeks, a pro-abortion protester would speak to the boy, saying crude, inappropriate, and disgusting things, such as 'your dad's an FAG,' and other statements that were too vulgar for her to even convey to the local news. Repeatedly, Mark would tell this pro-abortion man that he did not have permission to speak to his son and please refrain from doing so. And he kept doing it and kind of came into the son's personal space. He did it to ridicule the father. At that point, Mark shoved him away from his child, and the guy, of course, fell backwards. He didn't have any injuries or anything, but he tried to sue Mark, and the case was thrown out of court in the early summer. Local reports conveyed a different story, charging that the activist, right, was totally fine, and saying that the evil man who's trying to save babies shoved the man, a 72-year-old, on two occasions, the second of which required, quote, medical attention. That's what the local news, WHTM, reported. In the first incident, the man was attempting to escort two patients exiting the clinic when Hauk forcibly shoved him to the ground. In the second incident, the man allegedly confronted the man and shoved him to the ground in front of the Planned Parenthood Center, causing injuries that required medical attention, quote, unquote. The report did not mention Ryan Marie's claim that the case had been thrown out of the district court prior to the Department of Justice picking up the charges. The FACE Act makes it a federal crime to intimidate, injure, or interfere with anyone attempting to provide abortion access. That's what the U.S. attorney said about the case, saying assault is always a serious offense, and under the FACE Act, if the victim is targeted because of their association with a reproductive health care clinic, it is a federal crime. Our office and the Department of Justice are committed to prosecuting crimes which threaten the safety and rights of all individuals. Put simply, violence is never the answer. So the special agent in charge of the FBI's Philadelphia division said in a statement this morning, violating the FACE Act, quote, by committing a physical assault is a serious crime for which the FBI will work to hold offenders accountable. Now, how much time could this guy actually get? Well, the government wanted to make it clear that he could face up to 11 years in prisons and fines up to $350,000 if he is found guilty of the charges. Now, could this man and would this man have turned himself in? Yes. Could this man have just been picked up when he leaves the house without having to raid it with SWAT? Yes. Was he a threat to society at this point? Based on what we know, no. But they wanted to send a message. The DOJ under the Biden administration want to make it very clear that it's time to send a message that if you are a pro-life individual and you do anything that we don't like, we can come to your home and we can lock you up. We can raid your house just like we did Donald Trump, and there's nothing you can do to stop us. And we will send in the FBI, all because of something that happened a couple years ago, and all because we decided to pick up an investigation that fit our narrative, which is we will come after anyone who is pro-life that gets in the way of what we demand you do, which is to basically shut up and sit down no matter what. If you want to know what this election that we're going into, this midterm, should be about, these are the stories that you should be telling your friends about. This is what you should be talking about. In fact, former White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said exactly that on Meet the Press Sunday. She said, quote, "The Democratic Party knows they will lose if the midterm elections are a referendum on Joe Biden. This is exactly why they're trying to distract us by going after MAGA and Trump and everything else." Take a listen to the White House Press Secretary again. She is saying how we win as Republicans would be to make it about the issues and what Biden has done wrong on the issues.
Yeah, look, I think that Democrats, if the election is about who is the most extreme, as we saw, you know, Kevin McCarthy touch on there with Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'll say her name, sitting over his left side, then they're going to win. If it is a referendum on the president, they will lose. And they know that. They also know that crime is a huge vulnerability for Democrats. I would say one of the biggest vulnerabilities. And if you look at Pennsylvania, for example, what's been interesting to me is it's always you follow the money and where people spending money. And in Pennsylvania, the Republicans have been spending millions of dollars on the air on crime ads against Fetterman because that's where they see his vulnerability. So yes, the economy is hanging over everything, right, but you do have to look at state by state factors, and crime is a huge issue in the Pennsylvania race.
Crime is a huge issue in the United States. Crime is a vulnerability for the Democrats. And the Democratic Party knows they will lose the midterm if the election is a referendum on Joe Biden. That's all you need to know. This is what Jen Psaki said. She's right, by the way. She is 100% right when she said it the way that she just said it. Because if we make this about these issues, if we make it about the FBI going in and raiding a man's house, right? A religious man who is fighting to protect the lives of the unborn. If we make it about that, we win. Representative Al Green, he was on Fox News as well, hardcore lefty, claiming that the 87,000 IRS agents, quote, will bring down inflation and will bring down gas prices. This is what they're actually running on, guys. He's sitting there going, we need more IRS agents because that will bring down inflation, which is, again, total insanity. It's about control over your life. They want to weaponize the IRS to be able to come after you whenever they want. Listen.
First, specifically, McCarthy is going to put forth a bill if he is elected speaker to stop this 87,000 strong army of IRS agents that have a lot of Americans, middle class, taxpaying Americans, many who perhaps live in your district, worried that they're headed for undue criticism and undue audits and the like. You want to respond to that?
And that will bring down inflation. That will bring down gas prices. That will bring down the price of bread in food markets.
Harassing taxpaying Americans will bring down inflation? No secret, is that what you're saying?
It's no secret that people have disdain for the IRS. There's no secret. And if that's the plan, then I'd like to see how that plan is going to impact all of these things that are really impacting the economy.
I love how he describes that, right? Well, that's the plan. right? We're going to have these IRS agents, and these IRS agents are going to do the dirty work of the Democratic Party, and they're going to silence and shut up people that are conservatives, and we're going to tell you it's somehow going to fix the problem. And what is the problem? The problem is inflation. That's their plan, is to take more of your money to fix their overspending. This is what the election needs to be about. This is the whole ballgame. Now, if we're smart, this is what we make the election about. If we're stupid, then we make it about MAGA and Trump, who's not on the ballot. Democrats want this to be about Trump because they know that anytime you talk about Donald Trump, it inspires the other side to show up and it inspires the other side to get in the game. It inspires the other side to vote. If you make it about crime, if you make it about the economy, then it changes everything. That's what Jen Psaki said, and Jen was telling the truth when she said it.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. The 2024 election is upon us, and the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically, at all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elite want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the Patriots at Chalk, CHOQ, are here to help real American men take back the right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting your testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Now look, I've been taking the Chalk Male Vitality Stack for over a year now, and it works. Period. It's manufactured right here in the U.S. Chalk's natural herbal supplements are clinically proven to have game-changing effects on your energy, your focus, your mood. And guess what? Over the last year, I've lost almost 50 pounds because I'm working out again and I feel so much more active than I ever had before, especially hitting over 40. So maximize your masculinity today at Chalk, CHOQ.com. Use promo code Ben for a massive discount on any subscription for life. That's CHOQ.com. Promo code Ben for lifetime savings on any subscription. Limited time offer, subscriptions cancelable anytime. CHOQ.com, promo code Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs and didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them.
And then
you get into, as you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Democrats, when you leave the White House, like Jen Psaki, are able to tell a little bit of the truth, just a little bit, when it's convenient for them, things that they couldn't say when they were the White House press secretary. And she did admit something about the Democratic Party on Meet the Press that I want you to hear. Listen carefully to her little bit of honesty, finally, from her, from Jen Psaki.
Yeah, look, I think that Democrats, if the election is about who is the most extreme, as we saw, you know, Kevin McCarthy touch on there with Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'll say her name, sitting over his left side, then they're going to win. If it is a referendum on the president, they will lose, and they know that. They also know that crime is a huge vulnerability for Democrats. I would say one of the biggest vulnerabilities. And if you look at Pennsylvania, for example, what's been interesting to me is it's always you follow the money and where are people spending money. And in Pennsylvania, the Republicans have been spending millions of dollars on the air on crime ads against Fetterman because that's where they see his vulnerability. So yes, the economy is hanging over everything, but you do have to look at state by state factors, and crime is a huge issue in the Pennsylvania race.
I love this, right? Well, it's crime. Crime's a huge issue. Yes. Yes. I mean, I'm going to tell you that because I'm not stupid. And Democratic Party knows they will lose in the midterms if the election is a referendum on her former boss, Joe Biden. That's why we're going to the extremism aspect of this. Democrats and polling numbers also now understand that they will lose the midterms if the election is any type of a report card on Joe Biden. When Psaki said this on Sunday, she said Republicans will be able to exploit Democrats' failures with crime and the economy, while claiming her party has an advantage when it comes to, quote, extremism. Now, if you look at the statement she said, and I want to dissect this a little bit, said, look, I don't think Democrats, if the election is about who is the most extreme, as we saw, you know, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy touch on there with Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'll say her name, sitting over his left side, then they're going to win, referring to the Democratic Party. But if it is a referendum on the president, they will lose. And they know that. They also know that crime is a huge vulnerability for Democrats. I would say one of the biggest vulnerabilities. In other words, if the election is about the issues, and this goes back to what I said to you last week here, we have to make this election about the issues. And the issues are very clear. Crime is a huge issue. We should make the election about crime and the economy. We should simplify it and make it about the basic things. When I say basic things, I'm talking about the cost of groceries and goods. And that is exactly what Jen Psaki is saying. We've got to make this about that. And if we don't make it about that, she's agreeing with me, by the way. Democrats are going to be okay. If you make it about Donald Trump, right? And that's their code word for extremism. If you make it about MAGA, if you make it about Make America Great Again and everything else, we are going to probably lose seats that we should not lose in the midterms. If we just focus and stop taking the bait, which I have said we have to do, and stop making this about MAGA and Trump in the last election, we're going to win big. Now, I want to win big. And we should win on the issues. And that's exactly why Jen Psaki is saying this right now. Quote, what's been interesting to me is it's always follow the money. And where are people spending money? She said during a roundtable discussion, and in Pennsylvania, the Republicans have been spending millions of dollars on the air on crime ads against Fetterman because that's where they see his vulnerability. She singled out that major Pennsylvania U.S. Senate race between Democrat Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman and Republican nominee Dr. Oz. She went on to say, so yes, the economy is hanging over everything. But you have to look at state-by-state factors, and crime is a huge issue in the Pennsylvania race. The former White House press secretary added that Biden needs to get down and dirty while campaigning. The gloves are off. The gloves are off, quote, he's got to maintain control of at least one house of Congress, she said. A clear majority, by the way, in a new poll, 56% of Biden's own Democratic Party registered voters want the party to nominate a new candidate in the 2024 presidential election, according to the latest poll by the Washington Post ABC News. This is not a conservative poll. This is ABC News, Washington Post. And 56% of Biden's own Democratic Party say they want a new candidate. When Jen Psaki left the White House in the spring and took a job at NBC, MSNBC with plans to host a show starting next year, she was replaced, as you know, by the new press secretary, who's a disaster. In the past, she has taken to social media to express election denial concerning notable Republican wins. So there are vulnerabilities all over the place that Republicans need to just talk about. Do not get drugged down into the mud, right? If you fight with a pig, and you're going to get mud on you, right? And that's what we have to remember here. That's what people really, truly need to understand. We just need to be smart and keep it simple. This election is about crime. It's one of the things, by the way, that the Republican Party in Shelby County screwed up so big in the last primary. We didn't make the election about crime, and we didn't make it about the economy, which we should have done. We should have had grand debates in the primaries, which we didn't have any primaries because the Republican Party in Shelby County said, oh, let's just pick and choose candidates and block other people from running, and somehow that'll make us stronger as a party, which was not a smart decision. We picked a bad candidate to run for county mayor, the top of the ticket, a candidate that ran a campaign and his campaign advisors did a terrible job of talking about these issues. They didn't run campaign ads that were effective, and they thought they could win an election behind a computer instead of actually going out to the people doing shows like this show. It was a reason why there was a 70-30 beatdown. We've got to get smarter and learn from when we screw up, folks. And Jen Psaki, the White House, former White House press secretary, is saying exactly that. If we make the election about the issues, she said it, we win. If we make it about all the other stupid stuff, we lose. It is, yes, that simple. Please share this podcast with your family and friends. Please make sure you write us a 5-star review wherever you're listening to this podcast so that it will help us reach more people, and we will see you back here tomorrow. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.